Welcome. This is Signal. This Round is on Me, by Brian James, Rational Poet. I was in a run, in a frenzied scurry, trying to avoid bears that could potentially eat me. I ended up on rice, translucent as jellyfish, salmon swimming upstream. This round is on me. I could be in the Meadowlands, rooting for the Giants or the Jets, maybe at a baseball game, City Field rooting for the Mets. I could be at an office party, everyone smiling and jolly, while they sit on the copying machine. Bet you think that is funny. I could be at a beach resort, surrounded by tiki torches, hula dancers shaking hips. This round is on me. One evening, my friend and I ended up at Bennigan's. We ordered our usual drinks, and this is what happened. Two more drinks landed at our table. We were a bit confused, because these we didn't order. The waiter pointed across the bar to a man sitting alone. "These are on him," the waiter said. And he brought us another round. We smiled and waved, but I couldn't let it go. I went over to his table to thank him for the round. I invited him to sit with us after what he did for us. "Come over to our table." I didn't sense his trouble. He collected his jacket, his keys, his glass, redirected the waiter to the new table. His order. Initial common banter. "What is your name? What do you do? Nice to meet you." His balloon became barren. Our shot glasses, like goldfish, went down with our gulping. The next round was on us. His wit withered slowly. His smile he had initially slithered out of our booth, though his body never left. Swirling his near-empty glass, he raised his hand like a kid in class to get the waiter's attention. He wanted it filled again. What was he filling it with? Where did the other guy go? His shoulders now slumped, his head bowed in sorrow. "What is wrong?" Our voices of concern. Hesitant, he said, "I don't want to talk about it." But we couldn't help it. We wanted to know how he could go from 80 miles an hour to dead stop zero. It turned out to be his father, retired cop turned investor, made tons of money he lavished on his son. "You have everything," we said. "You should be happy." I patted him on the back, but it didn't seem to help. "You don't get it," he responded. His eyes swelled with tears. I could be standing right next to him, but a million miles away it feels. I could be in a stadium. I could be at a party. I could be with dozens of people and still feel isolated and lonely. The rivulets spidered down his face, dried up over his red, flush face. He wiped his tears and took a breath, sighed and resigned. At almost closing time, last call had arrived. He said, "This round is on me." End. Note from the author. The first two stanzas are about me, sick of the grind of work and feeling beaten and worn out, and wanting to relax. The rest of the stanzas are about a guy my friend and I met at a bar, This is about a real encounter with a guy at a bar back in the 90s who bought a round for everyone at the bar. We invited him to our table, and at first he was cheery, but that slowly melted away, and it came out that he was depressed that he couldn't have a close relationship with his father the way he wanted. His father's idea of love was giving money and material things to him, but this guy wanted a deeper relationship with his dad, one with sensitivity and listening and understanding and companionship. The first two stanzas are me feeling my own want of escape away from work and the stress of wanting to escape the rat race, like a salmon wanting not to be sushi or to be caught in the bare jaws of life. The rest of the stanzas are about him, but also having that feeling of isolation, even in big groups, like at a sporting event or backyard parties. I wrote this poem originally a few years ago. Quote, "His balloon became barren," unquote. Balloon is a type of bar glass that you would say put brandy or wine in.